The New York City subway system has 468 stations. It's the largest of any city in the world. There's 21 lines running 24 hours a day on 330 miles of track. So, there are times when even sighted people get confused. But Romeo Ahmed, who's been blind since he was 2 years old, knows his way around pretty well.
You go up those stairs in the back, you go through the turnstile. When you go to the turnstile, you make a right. You go up the first set of stairs, then you make a left, go up another set, then you're on the street.
Like most other New Yorkers, Romeo uses subways and buses to get to work, visit family, and meet up with friends. He also walks a lot. He says he relies heavily on his other senses to make his way around safely.
Once the train pulls away, I stop for a second and start listening for sounds. What I'm listening for, like turnstiles, MetroCard machines, I'm listening for traffic. If it's the winter time, I'm feeling too, not with my hands, but I'm paying attention to what I feel. Why? Because wherever the cold air is coming from will also be an indication of where the exit of the subway is.
In a city where around 7 million people use mass transit every day, you can't go far without hearing a complaint. Regular service interruptions, inconsistent schedules, ongoing renovations. But these things don't bother Romeo too much.
What I would say to that is welcome to New York, you know?
To him, public transport means a lot more than just getting from point A to point B.
It means liberation. It means unlimited access. It means equal opportunity. The most difficult aspect of being blind is lack of independence with traveling. You know, if you're somebody that has to rely on rides, you're not at liberty as much as somebody who could just jump on a train or a bus at any moment and go do what they want to do.
Despite the obvious hurdles of life in America's busiest city, the American Foundation for the Blind named New York as one of the country's most livable, chosen partly for its public transit system that, quote, allows blind residents to take full advantage of local, cultural, and social opportunities. But despite the city's high rating on issues of accessibility, there's a number of advocacy groups working on improving the city for blind residents, especially when it comes to transportation. Lester Marks, the Director of Government Affairs at Lighthouse International, says one of the major issues is accessible announcements.
This is a Manhattan-bound 5 express train. The next stop is Beverly Road.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
He says they've been introduced into many subway lines over the past few years, but are still missing from buses.
You want to know what stop you're in, and you also maybe want to know the next stop that you're going to be arriving into, or, you know, how far along your stop is.
Romeo agrees. It's a problem he encounters every time he takes a bus.
Things can be tricky sometimes because, unlike a train, the bus doesn't always stop at the same stops every time you're on it. If somebody's not getting on or getting off at a particular stop, then it'll just pass by. So you can't count.
Romeo says audible announcements can help with route changes or detours too.
About 2 weeks ago, I was at a bus stop for an hour waiting for a bus. And turns out there was a sign there saying that the bus was detoured and you have to go a block down to catch the bus. And it was like 20 degrees that night. Just froze, like unbelievable. And if I could see, that wouldn't happen.
There's a similar problem with hybrid and electric cars. Their almost silent engines pose a threat to blind people walking the city streets.
So obviously, if you're using your ears to cross streets and you're listening for where cars are and things, if you can't hear them, you know, they could run you over.
Romeo has worked alongside advocacy groups like Lighthouse and the National Federation of the Blind to lobby Washington, and they got a bill passed establishing minimum sound requirements for new hybrid and electric vehicles. Now they're hoping their lobbying efforts can effect a similar change on city buses. The MTA's annual performance review flags accessibility for the disabled as one of its key goals, but they don't mention accessible announcements. Lester Mark says people need to maintain the pressure if they want to see needed improvements.
If we as a blind community don't continually remind them or let them know about how, you know, somebody with a visual impairment or somebody who's blind travels, then of course they're not going to think about it as much.
Romeo says public transport has been a lifeline for him and many others in the blind community.
You see, you have to understand when you're talking to somebody like me, that just presents unlimited freedom. Some people are mentally free, but they're not physically free. And when you get a chance to have both simultaneously, that's where you want to be.
And he plans to keep working to make sure New York's transit system meets the needs of everyone in the city, regardless of their ability to see. For Making Contact, I'm Britta Conroy-Randall.